This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Parshas Noach, three ideas. We'll see if we have time for all three of them. But the first idea is a very troubling Rashi. The Rashi really in the very beginning of the Sedra. The Parsha begins, Eile told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik, tomim hoi b'dor ha'sof. So the Torah is very lavish with praise of Noach ha'tzadik. The Torah calls him a tzadik, tomim, he's perfect. Esolekim is halech Noach, and he walks with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Rashi, based on Chazal, famously pick up on a slight lack, a slight criticism of Noach. It says, tomim hoya b'dayroisov, in his generations. Says Rashi, yesh mirabuseinu darshim osay l'shvach, there are those who expound it positively, i.e., kol shekein, she'ilu hoya b'dar tzadikim hoya tzadik yosa. If this is what you can achieve in a very lowly generation, can you imagine what he would be like if he had company like Avraham Avinu? He'd be even greater. Yesh darshin l'shvach. V'yesh darshin osay lignai. And there are those who darshin it lignai, disparagingly, negatively. L'fi dayroi hoya tzadik. Yeah, relative to his generation, he was a tzadik. V'ilu hoya b'darsh l'Avraham, lo hiya nechshav l'klum. He wouldn't be considered anything. And it's quite a strong lashon, lo yanechshav leklum. And the question, of course, is like, if you've got the choice, why be derish l'gnai? What about dan l'kafschus? It's a very strange thing. The Ma'ari Naim, one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, he says the following. He asks the question. Eile told us Noach. He quotes the Rashi. Yesh derishin l'shvach. Yesh derishin l'gnai. V'tzorich lahovin. Lomo derishin l'gnai. Says the Ma'ari Naim, it's the second box on the page. If you're listening online, you can email me at j.golkwajima.com. I'll send you the handout. Tzorich lahovin lama darsh lignai. Why are you being darsh lignai? Kiven sheyesh lidrash lishvach. If you've got the option to be darsh lishvach, then why focus on the negative? Va'oid, and furthermore, halei hakosav korei osei tzadik tomim. The Torah calls him a tzadik. He calls him tomim. So why are you sort of picking at the darosav and suggesting that he was lacking? The Sifsei Chachomim gives an answer. The Sifsei Chachomim is one of the famous commentaries on Rashi, and he says something which, if you look in the third box, which answers this question. Kosav Marshal, V'kosha, Heich Dershin Lignai, Kivan Shul Tzadik. How can we be Dersh negatively when the Torah testifies that Noach is a Tzadik? V'yesh Loima, says the Sifsei Chachomim, Shehu Soimech Al Ho'es Ho'elekim, K'moshe Pirush Rashi. He's being soimech on the words, on Rashi's commentary, on the words, es ho'elekim his halich Noach. What is he referring to? So if you look at the Rashi on the bottom of the box, I bring that Rashi to explain it. Es ho'elekim his halich Noach. It says in the Pasuk, Eile told us Noach, Noach ish sadik tomai b'dereisov, es ho'elekim his halich Noach. Says Rashi, uba Avraham hu oimer his halich lefonai. Asher his halachti lefonov. Noach hoyetzorech tzad l'semchay. Noach needed a sort of a stick to lean on. Avl Avraham hoye mischazik mahalich betzidko me'elov. Avraham was self-generating. His righteousness was from within. He didn't need the support that Noach needed. That's Rashi's commentary on the words, es ho'elekim is halich Noach. If that is the case, if you see in the words themselves, es ho'elekim is halich Noach, that Noach was inferior to Avraham, that he needed that sort of crutch to lean on. So therefore, yesh darshim lignai, there must be something missing a little bit. And therefore, but the Yerosov tells me that there's something missing. Okay, that's the Sifsei Chachomim. The Reb Chaim Hager of Kozov, in his Sefer, he's got in the Hosafos in the back of the Sefer, in Teras Chaim, he says a very beautiful diuk. If you look carefully at the Rashi, yeah, look at the top Rashi. It says, Yesh merabuseinu dershim osoy l'shvach, v'yesh dershim osoy l'gnai. So take a look at the Teras Chaim. Yesh merabuseinu dershim osoy l'shvach, v'yesh dershim osoy l'gnai. Look at the diuk he makes. Etzel ha-shvach. For the positive interpretation, kosov, it's written, Yesh merabuseinu dershim. Our rabbis, our teachers, are dershim l'shvach. V'ilu achakach kosov v'yesh dershim lignai. No Rabbi Seinu over there. Who's dershim lignai? People who are not Rabbi Seinu. The elevated people will find the positive. People who are on a lower madrega, they'll start picking and they'll point out the negative. Kan lekosav Rabbi Seinu, ki eile shedarshin lignai einam Rabbi Seinu. Because those people who look at the negative and they try and make it less than it may be, they're not Rabbi Seinu. Ki Rabbi Seinu einam darshin lignai. Because our real Rabbi Seinu, they are darsh leshvach, not lignai. Very beautiful diuk. And I'll tell you something interesting. When you wear glasses, which are yesh darshan l'shvach, not darshan l'gnai, and you see the positive in things, you look at the world totally differently. Just now, this week, I'll tell you something fascinating. I had a schus to be near at Stroll for Sukkot. And we had to cancel shir last week because the flight was cancelled. So we had an interesting journey home. What am I saying home? Journey back. And we had to drive to Eilat to get a charter plane to get back to London. My students in school would have been very happy if I would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael for a few more weeks. But anyway, we needed to get back. So the next day, we managed to get seats on the charter plane. My wife and the kids on one flight, and then me and a few of the other kids on another flight. And we, of course, wanted to go on one flight. So the travel agent said it was a scramble to get tickets. It was impossible to get tickets. So the travel agent said, look, your wife's on the 9:30 flight. You're on the 1:30 flight. After the 9:30 flight closes, like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, go to the desk and maybe there'll be a couple of seats here and there and you'll be able to get on. Fine. So I did that. And we were three, me and two of the boys. And I went to the desk and I said, listen, are there any possibility, are there any more seats available? You close check-in, maybe someone overslept. It was a lot, you had to be there at 5 a.m, whatever time. So they said, yeah, there are two seats. It didn't help me because I needed three. But either way, I was by the front desk. And because I was at the front desk at that moment, I overheard a conversation which you only hear in Eretz Yisrael. And it was such a precious conversation. I was standing there, trying to find out. And all of a sudden, this Hasidish guy from New York goes over to the front desk. And he says to the lady, who's a very secular, chiloni, Israeli air stewardess who must live near Eilat or somewhere near there, he said to her, I'm very grateful that you've come so early in the morning and that you're helping us all out. And I would like to give you and your colleagues a tip, to give you something to thank you. So I thought, that's very nice. She looked at him and she said, Toda, thank you very much. But whatever you were going to give me and my colleagues, do me a favor, give it to Tzaha. There's a difficult situation here. Give it to Tzah. I thought, that's very nice of her. And then he looked back at her, this Hasidish guy, and he said to her, you should know that this morning I gave a check for $500,000 to Tzah. So I was, whoa. End of conversation. They move off on their way. They're very nice. What a precious conversation. And what did I learn from there? When everyone's trying to follow and speaking to people in Eretz Yisrael, everyone's got connections. But what you see at the moment is everyone is trying to do what they can to help. Whether it's an air stewardess who gets up early in the morning to help people who are in distress and trying to get to fly various places, whether it's a Hasidish guy who wants to just help Tzahal in whatever way he can. I called my brother in Eretz Yisrael. So he told me, I said, what are you up to? So he said, he goes to the bakeries, he bought a whole bunch of schnitzels, and he was driving to the north. He went to an army base, he heard there was some chayalim who needed some food. So he drives up there, and then he's driving cars back. I said, what do you mean you're driving cars back? So he explained to me that on last Shabbos, when it all happened, thousands of young men got the call, they had to rush, pikuach nefesh, you got to go. So they got in their cars, they rushed to their bases, which could be well up north, a couple of hours drive, and they're there. And they're still there. But the wife needs the car at home. So who's going to drive the car back? So my brother and a few others, they're going up north to drive cars back to... And he said he drove a car back to Efrat from up north somewhere. And, the wife had baked him a cake. And she's standing there so grateful that she's got a car back, that some stranger had gone up north to drive her family car back to Efrat. She baked it, and my brother's saying, look, you keep the cake and give it to your kids. And you just hear the chesed that's going on, and it's just astonishing. Mitzvah Hashem, that we should be zocher that in the zuchus of the achtos and the yesh darshim leshvach that we should have Yeshua's and Basura's tova soon. Let's carry on. A very, very interesting idea I saw in the name of someone, I don't know who it is, Rabbi Elazar Castiel, in his sefer called Simon Lebonim. He says a beautiful, a very geshmaka idea. At the end of the Sedra, it talks about the Tower of Bavel, this famous tower. So take a look at paragraph 2, the first box. Vayomru ish el reyehu, hova nilbanon levenim. Let's build bricks. V'nishrafal esreifa, and we'll burn it. V'atihi lohem halveno le'evel, and using these bricks, we'll build this big structure. V'yomru hova nivne lonu ira migdol, v'roish v'ashamayim v'nasi lonu shein. We're going to build it, and this will give us a name, and this will be our endeavor. V'yeret Hashem niros esha'ir, esha migdol shebonu b'nei odom. And HaKadosh Baruch, as it were, came down and looked at what they were building. Says Rashi, levenim, she'ein avonim b'bovel. Because there were no avonim in Bavel shehibiko, i.e., they had to build bricks. They made bricks. The difficulty is, why did they make bricks? Why didn't they just use the stone that was in the ground? You hew the stone, and that's your construction. You don't have to actually make bricks. You can use the natural stone that's in the ground. Take a look at the Simon Abonim. Anshe Bavel madgishim. The people of Bavel were highlighting, emphasizing, es hayitzira ha'enoshis, human endeavor. Migdal Bavel mahava semel lo'itzemes ha'odom v'yicholto. This tower is a symbol of human ability. Ve'es migdal ha'shebonu b'nei ha'odom, the migdal which the human beings built. Zu ha'amira ha'yotzis mi migdal Bavel. This is really the expression that comes out. B'nei ha'odom b'inim b'yideihem, they're building with their own hands, l'loi kol ezra mimmeroimim. They're not using the natural resources at all because they don't want to acknowledge that there's a Rabbeinu Shleilam. They don't want to acknowledge that there is natural, there's a creator of the world. They want to do it all themselves. They're in denial, as it were. B'nimus ha'histamchus al chomer ha'teva. They don't want to rely on teva, on the natural stones that are in the ground. Next paragraph. Migdal Bavel Yisamal Yosem Mikoles Es Kfiyas HaTova. Really, it's a denial of all the good. Vayered Hashem Liros Esoev Es HaMigdal Shebonu Bnei Adam Bnei HaAdam. What does it mean, Bnei HaAdam? The Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and saw the Migdal that they built, that the Bnei Adam built. Who's Bnei Adam? Says the Medrash, Bnei Adam Harishin Shekofar B'Tova. The people who built the Tower of Bavel were the sons of Adam HaRishon, inasmuch as they were also Kofar B'Tova. They ignored the good that Hashem had done. Anshei Bavel lo muchonim lahakir b'mechul la'teva. They didn't want to use the natural resources. V'lashem kach he ma'atzimin es hesogei ha'odom. And therefore, they were sort of using the natural, they wanted to highlight man's creativity and remove any hint of help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Turn over the page, look at the next paragraph. Now this is amazing. El mul migdal bovel oimedes par siacheres behemshech sefer bereishis. You see another theme, a continued theme on this idea. Bidmus sulam hamutzav arzo v'reishim agia shamaimo. Pashas vayetze, fast forward a few sedras, Yaakov Avinu is running away from Esav, and he has the famous dream with the sulam mutzav arzo magia shamaimo. Hasulam maschil miashamaim. Really, the ladder comes down from heaven. V'raglov mutzaves al aretz, and the legs of the ladder are on the ground. Miparshas hasulam on lemedim al anova. That is a symbol of humility. Why? Because sulam is begematria sinai. The gematria of sulam samach. Lamed men, 60, 30, and 40, that's 100, 150, is the same gematria as Sinai. Boy yorda ha-ter mishamayim, that's where Torah came down to from heaven. Gam b'parshas ha-sulam, mufis avonim. And interestingly, in the parsha of the sulam, you have the usage of the words avonim, which means natural stones. No levenim, no bricks over there, natural stones. Vayifka ba'mokum vayolen sham kibar shemesh. What happened? Yaakov Avinu was traveling. The sun set early. Vayikach me'av me'ha'mokum vayosem ereshosof. He takes the natural stones. Rosh Shel Yaakov, Tefis HaSolom, the head of Yaakovinu, which means his whole world. Machshavos of his thoughts, his ideas. Nishonim Alavonim, are resting on stones. Ha'even Kafishi Teva, because stones are natural. L'loy mureves anoshis melachtius. There's no human involvement whatsoever. He takes the natural elements. That's the total opposite of the Tower of Bavel, because there they didn't want to use the natural stones. They wanted to make bricks to highlight man's creativity and their own hand, sort of human endeavor, and just to remove any hint of help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The contrast to that is Yaakov Avinu. This is where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be. This is the bridge between heaven and earth. He makes a matzeva. You go to the coastal nowadays, and your mamish a stone's throw, literally, to where this stone is, where the Akedah happens, and where Yaakov Avinu took the stone and made this matzeva and had the dream with a ladder. Because he realizes that, as we'll see now, Hashimush Wa'evan, the usage of the stone, his sleeping on that stone, Mavates Hastanus Ha'odom Betzimtzum Hayua Betzirosov. It shows the humility of Yaakov Avinu. And so too, Kach Bebinyan HaMizbeach, it flows so beautifully. When they built the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan, B'loy Shimush B'kli Barzel, you weren't allowed to use hammers and chisels. It says in Mizbeach Avonim Taseli, Loy Sivne Eshen Gozis, Kichar B'chon Aftaleh Mechaleho. You're not allowed to use chisels and things. You've got to use the natural resources, the proper hue, the stones, the original stones. For kach gam bebinyan hamikdash, it says when they built the Beis Hamikdash, it says in Melachim, vayitzav hamelach vayisu avonim gedolis avonim yikaris liyased habayis vahabayis bekanoisu shalavin shleimer kol kli barzel lo nishma bebayis behimanoisu. They weren't allowed to use any manufacturing equipment. Why? Because they wanted to show that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't want to highlight human endeavor. It's the opposite of the Tower of Bavel. El mul migdal Bavel nitzav migdal acher. So you see that on one hand you have the Migdal Bavel, where they didn't want to use any human natural resources, and they wanted to show human endeavor and deny any hint of help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then on the other hand, you have the Beis HaMikdash, you have Yaakov Avinu, you have the Mizbeach, where we're relying on the natural resources, saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is all from you. We have to use this. I don't want to sort of express my own involvement here. This is all from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El mul migdal bavel nitzal migdal acher. And therefore he concludes and he says, there's going to be another migdal. Migdal David savarech bonu letalpiyos, it says in Shir HaShirim. What does that mean? Al migdal David, on the Tower of David, it says, Darshim Chazal, ze beis hamigdosh. What does it mean? Bonu l'talpiyos, ma'u l'talpiyos, tal shekolpiyos poinim elov. It's the tower where every mouth turns to. Zehu ha-migdol ha-tfila v'ha-pniel bori olam. It's the place where we turn to with our mouths, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha-omid b'nigu l'shikcha ha-netek b'migdol bovel. So the sort of the antithesis of the migdal bovel is the Beis HaMikdash. That we express that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Talpius, it's the tower where all our mouths turn to, and that's the real tower. That's the tower which is the contrast to the Tower of Bavel. Astonishing. Interestingly, the Torah says, Vayichtevim al shnei luchos avonim v'yitnu elai. When it comes to Matan Torah, it's not the avonim. We don't use bricks, we use avonim. Again, avonim is the natural resource where we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all from you. There's no human endeavor. We didn't make the bricks because that demonstrates that we don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's natural resources. We want to show that everything we need the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to sort of take away human endeavor in the whole process. And interestingly, it's true in life today. You know, despite any medical advances that we have in the 21st century, you know, you go to the doctor and you have, you know, 21st century medical intervention. But still, the halacha says, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings, Hanichnas lahak is dom. Back in the day, they would let blood. But nowadays, Kodem Sheyechud Yishta Yase, Eze Dovid Rafu. Anytime you take a Panadol, you take a paracetamol, you should Yisvalel Kodem Atfila Ketar. You should say a short tefillah. What should you say? Yiroz Mufanecha Hashem Elikai V'lekei Avisai, Sheyeh Li Eisek Zeh L'Rafu Kirei Fichinamata. that you recognize that ultimately it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That really is what the Beis HaMikdash was. That's the Mishkan, that's the Sulam of Yaakov Vinu. And in contrast to the Tower of Babel, where they want to try and remove any hint of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement, and therefore they make Levanim, they don't use natural resources, they try and make everything themselves. Very beautiful insight. Let's just finish with one final observation. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that there are 10 generations from Adam to Noach, and 10 generations from Noach to Avram Avinu. It says the Mishnah, Asara Doiris, if you look at the penultimate box on the page, it's the Perkei Mishnah based in Avos. Asara Doiris min Noach ad Avraham. Why? Lohudia kama erech apayim lefonov. How patient HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That he was so patient that for 10 generations he waited for Avraham Avinu, and Avraham gets the schar of all 10 generations. That's the famous Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Asks Rabbi Yosef Leiv Bloch, one of the Tells of Rosh Hashivas, in Shuri Das, a great question. Listen to this, look at the bottom box. I don't understand what he's saying. Question number one. Avraham Avinu took the schar of all those 10 generations. What schar are we talking about? They didn't have any schar. They were Rishoyim. So what, you know, you're going to get the schar of all these wicked people. What schar are we talking about? Is that such a great thing? That's number one. Number two. V'chein tomuahu. Eich ze'ef she'yim se'schar al ze la'acher. How does that work? Where's the justice? How does Avraham, how can he be entitled to the schar that somebody else gets? It seems to be an unjust system. So there was some small good things that they did. That's transferred to Avraham Avinu's account. Why? It's not fair. Says Rav Bloch, very interesting insight. Aval hu she'amarnu, ki kan limdunu chazal. Here Chazal are teaching us. At kama betiva shel ha'odam hu lisra she'me'achirim. At the end of the day, it's so easy to be influenced by the society in which we live. That's natural. That's just, you know, you take a boy from England and he goes to yeshiva and all of a sudden he's seeing boys from America, from Eretz Yisrael, from South Africa, from Australia. They're all Jewish and they've all been to Jewish schools and they're Jewish homes, but then they come together in one yeshiva, they're all very different. How do you explain this difference? The answer is they're all mushba from the society in which they live. That's just life. That's how it works. Kol shekein, how much more so, says the Shuri Das, im rabim heim, if you're talking about the majority, there are lots of people, the whole society. Uma gam im reiv ha'olam richa mederech Hashem. What if the whole world is sort of in denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence? Ask b'kiflaim hu ha'meretz asher yidrish leman hisnaki ala yesef v'lishma ala tzad hanochet. The fortitude it's going to take for Avraham Avinu to stay on the right path is huge. Haschar hakavu lo l'adam libli sur mederech Hashem. What a schar he's going to get for swimming against the tide. Lefuntzar ago iner schar hatzofno. There's no limits. There's no way to gauge. It's inestimable. The schar that's hidden away for him. Lefizeh, last line. Lefizeh nimse shechelef haschar shoynosam lahem lo shamru. It is fair. It is fair that Avraham Avinu gets the schar that they were going to get, that it's lost for them because of their guilt. Why is it fair? Because they corrupted the world and created an influence on all those around him. For Avraham Avinu to overcome that and to withstand that temptation and not to be sort of to swim against the tide, it's only fair that you take away their guilt. And whatever should have come to them, I had to fight harder because of you. And therefore, it's only fair that the schar that was destined for them is going to go to Avraham Avinu. That's what it means. Because they have caused me to work so much harder. That's the point. And therefore, there is a justice to the whole system. So what have we seen this evening? Three ideas. The first is the beginning of the parasha, Yesh Doshim L'Shvach, Yesh Doshim L'Gnai. Why be Dorish L'Gnai at all? So we saw the Sifsei Chomim, because Esel Lekim is Halech Noach, suggests that it was quite different to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was self-generating Sidkus, and Noach not, and therefore there is an opening, if you like, the Dorosov, to suggest that it's Dershim Legnai. Im Kolzer, the Torah Schaim makes that beautiful diuk. Yesh Mirabri Sein Dershim Leshvach. Who is it who is Dersh Lishvach? Rabbi Seinu, because that's what Rabbi Seinu do. People who are not Rabbi Seinu, they're Dersh Lignai. It's important to always focus and look at the good in others. And then you've got the beautiful lesson from the Tower of Bavel, from the Simon Lebonim. It keeps emphasizing Levanim. Levanim, bricks. I'm not going to use natural resources. I want to show human endeavor to highlight man creativity and to remove any hint of help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The focus is on their strength, their ingenuity, their creativity, and therefore there's no room for Avonim. Masha'en ken Yaakov Avinu, and the story of the Beis HaMikdash, everything is Evan, 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 because we want to involve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our endeavors. We want to not focus on our own strength and ingenuity and creativity. We want to realize that everything ultimately comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, the everything, the Luchais, everything is Avonim. But ultimately it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, and then lastly, that Avram's reward for the 10 generations, how can that be fair? The Teretz is, says Rav Bloch, that it is fair, because everyone is mushpa from their environment, and therefore you have caused me to work so much harder, therefore it's fair that I'm going to get the schar that was destined for those 10 generations. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.